As a global community, we're challenged by urgent and looming crises, wherein lie enormous opportunities if we can summon the will and resolve to seize these opportunities. Will we work together to save lives, defeat COVID-19?
Head pause. When he had to fly on his private jet when it was broken, the climate czar, John Kerry, doesn't wear a mask. But, oh, look, he's wearing two at the UN. Just like a few weeks ago at 9/11, they're all back there in the area not wearing masks, but they put them on for TV. Again, it's all theater. Continue.
He's double vaxxed,
everywhere,
too.
And take the necessary steps to prepare ourselves for the next pandemic, for there will be another one. Or will we fail to harness the tools at our disposal?
Hit pause again. So there will be another one because they're cooking them up because it's their power to take control as Operation Lockstep and their own UN documents that Judicial Watch got in 2007 said they would. People ask Owen how I knew this was all coming. It's in all their damn plans, Owen. We have their freaking playbook. You know where the CIA tunes in, right? You know where the Russians tune in? You know everybody tunes in, right? You know who Tucker Carlson tunes into and Joe Rogan and Elon Musk? You know where they tune in, right? They tune in right here.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
We are back live now into hour number three. James O'Keefe just had an amazing whistleblower, Jody O'Malley, very powerful, on with us. He'll be joining us later in the hour. He's in an emergency meeting. So much is breaking. I know the feeling of being in a war room where just stuff is coming in so fast and you've just got to defend the Republic. What an incredible time. Borders wide open, UN-financed invasions, all the big comedians, you know, that the media is pushing, saying America sucks, America's Nazis, America's Hitler, get rid of America, American flags are bad, world government's good, Biden pledging allegiance to China. We played it last hour saying China owns us, we are mortgaged, you know, there's nothing we can do, and laughing about it, the crowd clapping, Milley saying it, all of this, and then you hear Jody O'Malley, she's what they fear before they get their robots in place, which is long off. Is their own people finding their soul and standing up. And she's so empowered now, recording the doctors, recording the other nurses, knowing it's the vaccines, admitting it's the vaccines. I mean, there's like 30 minutes of doctors and, oh, the vaccine got it, killed them. Oh, they're dying. Oh, our own nurses are dying from the shot. And then they're all going to report her because she bitched on Facebook or Instagram. So she just recorded all them admitting they know what they're doing. Look, Fauci. And I know Bill Gates has a compulsion to kill people. He can't help it. So everybody thinks, well, they must be in charge if they're doing this. No, they're just like every other tyrant. They're going to lose because they're not going to stop until all of you have to finally wake up or you're dead. So they will go down. They're making a real run at us. I've studied history. So everybody better get that through your heads. And I mean that to our general audience, but also the dumbo liberals that tune in. You're not part of the establishment. You're useless eaters to the globalists. I don't want to kill you. I don't want to be at war with you. I want to empower you. But I assure you that you are dead in the next decade or so with this plan. Because you heard that nurse earlier. She said, I don't know what they're going to hit us with next. All the doctors know. They've already looked at it under microscopes. They've already looked at it's synthetic spike protein that they could be spraying on us or is coming from the vaccine. The FDA voted 16-2 Saturday, and their scientists kept getting up there on the board saying that it's the vaccine that caused this. But I'm not even sure if that's the case. Owen, what do you make of this incredible time we're alive in right now?
Well, she said something. She said, hey, you know, Alex, I hadn't heard of you until about a year ago, and maybe I saw your name and you were labeled as a conspiracy theorist or the guest you had on. And what I'm seeing happening now is that InfoWars, use whatever analogy, it's like a funnel of truth or a black hole of reality. And it's, you know, anytime in a funnel, the point where it goes through is the smallest point. So somebody like Jody O'Malley wants to warn Americans what's going on with the vaccines, what's going on with hospitals. So she thinks, okay, well, the outer rim is the mainstream media. So that's where you start. And she realizes, wait, none of these people are interested in covering the story. In fact, they're covering it up. What is going on here? And so slowly but surely, she gets all the way down to the bottom of the funnel of reality, the bottom of the black hole of truth. And where is it? It's InfoWars. Nobody else will have these guests on.
Or Veritas.
They're all afraid. It's Project Veritas, it's InfoWars, and there's other great
people. Tucker Carlson. But no, we're only saying we are at the center of it. I mean, Tucker Carlson says that publicly because we're under attack. And that's why you praying for us is the one that's more important than money, more important than word of mouth, folks. We need those prayers as a literal spiritual force field because I can feel it and see it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And it's all of us coming together. And, you know, here's the other thing, too, Alex. People have been living agnostic or atheistic lifestyles because they haven't really seen the evil or been faced with the evil. Now the evil is just out and in the general public.
And it's going to get worse.
They're everywhere. And so people are naturally turning back to God. It's like they say there's no atheists in foxholes. They're seeing the Satanists praise abortion. They're seeing the leftists mad that they can't stop a beating heart in the womb. They're seeing the borders being surrendered by Biden. They're seeing the politicians and the media lie to them 24/7. They're seeing all of these institutions and establishments in the legacy media and political class just done with the Constitution, done with the Bill of Rights, done with your sovereignty, done with all of it. And they're realizing, whoa, there really is something at my doorstep. Obama said, don't listen to the voices out there telling you tyranny's around the corner. Really, Barack? Here we are, 2021, right around the corner. And what do we see? Global government, world tyranny, medical tyranny. If I go around this, if you went out, and you ask somebody, because people's brains don't really function very well, sadly, these days with the food and the TV and everything. And you said, hi, sir, are you for forced medication? The natural response would be, no, I'm not for forced medication. Of course not. But then if you said, are you for forcing people to take a vaccine mandate? Well, now.
Or you say, are you for them forcing experimental medicines on you?
Yeah, you can go even.
Because it's experimental. Then they lied and said it wasn't.
But imagine, as Tucker Carlson has said it, as they've all said it, hell, even there's a video of an Australian police officer being confronted about this saying, well, I don't like it either. I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing what they tell me to do. Really? Well, if they told you to put a Colt 45 up against their head and blow their brains out, would you do that too? Where is the line? Where is the line?
By the way, I want to go back to the photo they just put up for TV viewers, radio listeners. You can see this. It's a bunch of so-called movie stars and quote, hip-hop and music stars doing the Illuminati one eye where they put their, you know, index and thumb together and the other three fingers sticking out. Now that symbolizes occultism and Satanism and Luciferianism today. But really, God is connected to us through our third eye, our spirit, which they now scientifically know is, you know, just an interface in our brain, but to a dimensional point beyond our dimension. So they're all saying they're the Illuminati, they're illuminating, they have the third eye. So we then think illumination is bad. We then think the third eye is bad. They all have counterfeited that for Satan and are saying they're the third eye. They're saying they're the other dimension. They're saying they're the connection to God, but they're their opposite. They are the ones that don't have the connection to God. They're the ones that have sold out to Satan.
And most of them probably don't even have a clue what they're getting involved with until they see it firsthand. Like that one young lady who talked about going to a Halloween party where they were taking your blood and said you can't have cell phones.
Yeah, that's not how you open your third eye. That's how you open yourself up to demonic, low-level stuff. If you open up the third eye, that's the Holy Spirit, folks. Then you start seeing further and further, interconnected to the universe and God. And Satanists have zero of that.
And you realize
when you're into devil worship, you have zero third eye. Zero. They all tell you they've got it because they do not have it. They are going to take that away from you.
And you realize how small you
are. Look how pathetic they are. These people do not have a third eye that's open.
Yeah, Marina Abramovich with Jay-Z there. But Alex, here's what it comes down to as we come.
People come trying to act like they're powerful, all these weak. Can you imagine being in a room? Look at the empty weakness of these people. You can feel the resonance of that. That is the lowest level of failure on screen.
I want to be as far away from that as possible. That has zero attractiveness to me at all. None of it.
You know where the third eye is on a mountaintop with your children and your wife. It's praising God and saying, thank you, God, for this great creation you gave us. Thank you for your son. That opens the third eye.
As we close this segment, Alex, here's the big picture that everybody needs to understand that you've been talking about for years. The global elite have created a breakaway civilization. They're done with us, okay? The ship's about to leave the planet, not literally, but...
But they think literally.
But this is the plan. They've been building a separate society. They're ready to break away from us. They're ready to rip the cord on us. They're done. And they look at it like they're doing us a favor, Alex. Well, we're going to spare you and make us our slaves and our batteries. And we'll feed you some garbage and we'll feed you some poop water. And we're going to sterilize you and force medicate you and put you in a prison. But hey, we let you survive. You know, you're welcome. We're letting you survive. We're letting you live. It's our planet now. We could just be done with you and wipe you all out. Look at the Georgia Guidestones.
And that's because they know if they tell us they're going to kill us outright, we'll fight back. So it's just like, you're going to drink poop water and you're going to eat bugs. It's, the Washington Post, both pages. We make cows have bags up their butts because they're evil. And you're evil, too, and you're going to eat garbage. Same page.
People think they were crazy if they tune in for the first time. Folks, Bill Gates is on record saying he wants you to drink poop water. You read the story earlier today saying they're upcycling trash for us to eat. Okay? I don't want to be a slave. I like living life to the fullest, damn it.
Let's show a slave Biden at the UN when we come back. All right, we're going to get to Puppet Biden at the UN this morning. But first, let's play him talk about the New World Order and saying China owns us one more time. Here it is.
We, and particularly you, your class, has an incredible window of opportunity to lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century.
New world order.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
A new world order.
I do know a lot about foreign policy, as much as anybody in this room, including if you're Henry Kissinger, who I love. Folks, we have mortgaged our foreign policy. Everyone's out there going, oh, my God, how in God's name? You know, the Chinese came here and the president didn't get anything. Guess what? They own us.
How I loved the New World Order. How I learned to love the New World Order. Yeah, it's something he wrote in the New York Times, April 23rd, 1992. Why not breathe life into the UN Charter? Well, they've all gone and pledged allegiance to it. Owen Schroyer's riding shotgun with me. He's not hosting the War Room today at 3 p.m. Harrison Smith is. He hosted the Washington Journal this morning, 8 a.m. So we're shaking stuff up here, not because stuff's stagnant. We're just always shaking it up, taking it to the next level. Owen, when you add this to Millie and everything else, they're just, and Sarah Silverman, all of them, they're just preparing us to be slaves. It's here.
Well, and when are we going to reach a threshold of Americans that are just sick and tired of this? And then what does the national debate become next? And I think that our election system has kind of been the focal point of this, or the nucleus of this, because we feel like we've already reached that threshold.
And Build Back Better, we passed a long time ago, is the UN slogan for tearing everything down and bringing it in. And so there, where is Governor DeSantis? Where is Governor Abbott? Where is Rand Paul? I mean, this is all world government out in the open. They admit it in the newspaper, and then none of them challenge it. None of them challenge a corporate authoritarian world government. They'll challenge the policies, but never rally Americans against the globalism, and that's why we're failing. That's why. That's why every day I hammer, it's not Biden's the reason we're not slaves. It's that we've let him do this. This is out, and it's all about, oh, my crackhead son can sell paintings for $1 million that are payoffs. I can have, 100,000 Haitians run over the border if I want. We can say you're not essential and keep you in the house, but Hollywood's allowed to meet and hug each other, because they're above the law, but we're going to arrest you if you're not wearing your mask in California on the street. I mean, it's all about them training us that they're above the law, Owen.
Well, and look, the only one that got into a position of leadership that was rallying against globalism was Donald Trump. And what did we see? 50,000 people per rally. 50,000 people.
And we've seen Bolsonaro, who's even better than Trump, stabbed. He can't go to a restaurant, which is fine. He eats pizza on the side of the road because they all know who he is and said, we won't let you in. The mayor said, don't come here. You didn't put in your body the shot we wanted, an experimental shot. What a freak show. We're already in a freak show. Wake up. Come out of the trance. Let's start getting to this disgusting speech. We'll play it and stop it. This is this morning at the UN General Assembly that the Rockefellers paid for. We're all under the Rockefeller system. It's a Rockefeller world right now, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the clear and urgent choice that we face here at the dawning of what must be a decisive decade for our world. A decade that will quite literally
stop there. And you see this, I read this in all the newspapers. This is the decade for globalism. This is the decade to make cows wear fart bags. This is the decade to make you eat garbage and drink sewage water and bugs. It's I showed you the Washington Post, just article that you'll eat bugs, you'll eat rotten food, fart bags on the cows, potty training the cows are evil. I mean, it's all just total takeover, ladies and gentlemen. And this is their decade of overthrowing freedom and everything else. Keep rolling.
As a global community, we're challenged by urgent and looming crises wherein lie enormous opportunities if we can summon the will and resolve to seize these opportunities? Will we work together to save lives, defeat COVID-19?
Head pause. When he had to fly on his private jet when it was broken, the climate czar, John Kerry, doesn't wear a mask. But, oh, look, he's wearing two at the UN. Just like a few weeks ago at 9/11. They're all back there in the area not wearing masks, but they put them on for TV. Again, it's all theater. Continue.
He's double vaxxed, everywhere, too.
And take the necessary steps to prepare ourselves for the next pandemic, for there will be another one. Or will we fail to harness the tools at our disposal?
Hit pause again. There will be another one because they're cooking them up because it's their power to take control as Operation Lockstep and their own UN documents that Judicial Watch got in 2007 said they would. People ask Owen how I knew this was all coming. It's in all their damn plans, Owen.
We have
their freaking playbook.
This is pretty, I said it today, Alex, this is a historic moment. I mean, Joe Biden has announced the U.S. has surrendered to the globalist government, to the UN. Borders down. He's here announcing it. Oh, we're going to defeat COVID with the New World Order, and then we're going after climate change. Well, what do you think he means by that?
And then Klaus Schwab and all of them say, we're going to get used to lockdowns and tracker systems, and then now it's going to be the carbon tax. It's official. And where are our leaders? Where's Rand Paul? Where's Ted Cruz? Where's Josh Hawley? Where's the West Virginia governor that's against carbon taxes? These apps are going to track us and tell us where we can go, what we can do officially. I've read four books by Schwab. He says them in four of them. He's on TV. He runs things. Bill Gates, Australia's already started it. It's care. But why won't they stand against it up front? Why do they always react instead of acting?
Where's the sense of urgency? Where's a coalition of representatives? It should be Democrats and Republicans that want Americans to be sovereign and live in a free nation. That shouldn't be a Republican thing or a one-party thing or a one-individual thing. Where is anybody that wants to pick up the energy and the steam where Trump left off, having 50,000 people at a rally, rallying against the globalists?
Because he wasn't a globalist for all his faults, but they are all put in power, bought and paid for and picked because they write op-eds in the New York Times 30 years ago saying, I want to get rid of America and have the UN run everything. And that's what the New World Order is. Folks, the UN runs giant child kidnapping rings, huge extermination genocide operations in Rwanda, everywhere else. They have thousands of slaves at their headquarters in all over the world, trimming the grass with scissors. They hate everyone. It is the most murderous criminal organization the world's ever seen.
Imagine being in a coma and waking up in this world after, you know, a 10-year or 15-year coma. You wouldn't even believe it. You'd think the aliens came and conquered the Earth. Some sort of weird extra-dimensional demonic alien force.
And then you look at the people carrying this out. Boris Johnson looks like a child molester. I mean, I'm not saying he's a child molester. I'm saying he looks like one. Brian Stelter. All these people just look like total buffoon idiots. Reanimated dead hogs.
The inversion of reality is really something else. They said Nazis for 4 years. Now they're telling you they want to check your papers.
Now they go to $50,000 a plate dinners, fly on private jets, then say tax the rich. What the hell does that mean?
It's not even irony. It's just hilarious. I don't even know. It's just rubbing it in your face. AOC. Whose real name is Sandy. Now that's actually come out. All of her friends call her Sandy. They followed her around. Everybody calls her Sandy. It's just this Democrat thing with the acronyms. But her boyfriend is from it was worth hundreds of millions of dollars. The people she hangs out with are all billionaires that skip taxes, by the way. They don't even pay their taxes, Alex.
They don't wear a mask either. They don't take the shots they tell us to. We're going to come back. Let's just write notes. Let's play the speech. And then let's respond to it. Because it's horrible. It's what you knew would happen. I mean, it's just, it's insane. But don't let them demoralize you. They're going to lose. All right, James O'Keefe is now scheduled. Next segment. We had one of his big whistleblowers on last hour. Owen Schroeder's here with me. I'm Alex Jones. I mean, it's hard to watch this Biden clip. I mean, we already played him saying we're run by China. They own us. It's over. We've mortgaged ourselves to them, meaning our elites have sold us out. That's basically in the Wall Street Journal again. Saying how pure and great he is as a communist. He'll teach us how to live. And Xi pushes Maoist vision is the name of the article. Here it is on your TV viewer. I'll show it to you. It's unbelievable. You got to read the whole article I did this morning just to get an idea about this. But it made Xi mad when they censored Trump. So he thinks the globalists are a little too big for their britches. So now he's arresting some of their people and taking over their companies. And it just shows how they're busy getting rid of due process in America and henpecking us because we're domesticated. And then the dictators just slap them around, Owen. And the globalists just roll over and Mark Zuckerberg pees himself and asks Xi Jinping, can I name my daughter after you? And he said, no. Well, and he goes, sir. Oh.
Think about, too, now, after the fallout of Afghanistan, China, of course, moving right in, just ready to move right in there, get those resources and continue their monopoly on it's like 98% of the world's rare minerals.
And now the guy, you guys actually found the digital version of the Washington Post article from this weekend. Yeah, there it is. People got to read this article. Xi Jinping aims to rein in Chinese capitalism in support of Mao's socialist vision. And that's what they've done here. So let's hear. I mean, to me, it's even surreal. I knew this was all coming, but you talk about them getting us used to it. Here is the puppet that stole the election, has no support, telling us all these lies and pushing Agenda 2030 in our face at the UN. Let's just play it and listen to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the clear and urgent choice that we face here at the dawning of what must be a decisive decade for our world, a decade that will quite literally determine our futures. As a global community, we're challenged by urgent and looming crises wherein lie enormous opportunities if we can summon the will and resolve to seize these opportunities. Will we work together to save lives, defeat COVID-19 everywhere, and take the necessary steps to prepare ourselves for the next pandemic, for there will be another one? Or will we fail to harness the tools at our disposal as the more virulent and dangerous variants take hold? Will we meet the threat of challenging climate we're all feeling already?
I'm sorry, just stop it. I have to say something. I know on YouTube. Just back it up 10 seconds. Remember, 15 days to flatten the curve, 2 months wear a mask, 18 months, well, it's permanent, get used to it, but take the vaccine, you don't have to wear a mask. Okay, you took the vaccine, you got to wear a mask. Okay, just take the vaccine, you won't have to be tested to go to college every day or work. Oh, now, even if you've had the shots, you got to take more shots. Johnson & Johnson says every 2 months, the others say the same thing now. Oh, and you still got to be tested even if you've had the shots. I mean, it's a trap. It's a scam. It's like you're like a pizza delivery guy and you go to somebody's door and they go, oh, step in here for me, and they hit you in the back of the head with a club and you wake up and you're chained up and somehow, you know, you get out of it and they go, come back, I won't hit you in the head with a club again. And you come back and they hit you again and next you're tied down to a table and they're getting ready to eat you. I mean, this is ridiculous. But see, the public is so lemming-like and they're in a trance. They can't believe they're being abused. They can't believe they're being attacked, Owen.
Well, there's an easy way to illustrate the control, the manipulation, the slavery that Biden is proposing here. You can just ask a simple question, Alex. Just, you know, humor me here. Alex, do you want to live in fear of a virus?
No.
Okay. Well, sorry, you have no choice, actually. You're going to have to live in fear. Do you want to live in fear that the weather is going to kill everybody?
No.
Oh, sorry. Well, you have no choice. So you're going to have to live in fear the rest of your life. And, well, if you don't want to live in that fear, we're going to give you a nice little cell to live in, and it'll be about 4x4, and you can be nice and safe in there because you're a danger to the world now. We've declared you a threat to the world because you're not afraid of a virus and you're not afraid of the weather. And so, well, now you're just a prisoner, you see.
Well, that's it. And all they do is tell us that just do what we say and it'll go back to normal. So people go, okay, I'll give my kids shots to play sports. Okay, I'll take it. And then you have a heart attack and you just go, well, and then suddenly nobody will talk to you. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, how do they used to get every culture to commit human sacrifice? Why would they do that? As an exercise of power. And the same type of cults are in control and are literally having us sacrifice our children.
It's a psychology that most people can't understand. I know we got to get back to Biden, but Alex, the world elite look at the planet as theirs. They don't want you to take their oxygen, their water, their food, their land. It's theirs.
That's what Prince Philip said, and they love him. He said, they're a bunch of useless eaters. You're going to be culled. And you're now in the culling process, and our audience is the best hope we've got to fight this and stop it, and that's why you're so important. Back to the reanimated corpse puppet they put into power. Here it is.
As the more virulent and dangerous variants take hold, will we meet the threat of challenging climate?
As the more virulent and deadly versions take hold, it takes hold. See, they're taking hold. Let's say so. Oh, you took the shot, but now it's worse. I mean, come on, people. You don't go have somebody fix your car because you had a popped tire, and then now your engine blows up when you leave. You take it back, and now something else breaks. They're breaking the equipment on the car to keep you under their control. Go back to this piece of filth. Just go back to him.
Well, we meet the threat of challenging climate, the challenging climate we're all feeling, already ravaging every part of our world with extreme weather? Or will we suffer the merciless march of ever-worsening droughts and floods, more intense fires and hurricanes, longer heat waves, and rising seas?
None of that's true.
Will we pause again?
I'm sorry, back it up. It's in the stack of articles I read this morning. Guys, pull it up. Biden's creating a new agency, a department in an agency, to fight the warm weather and to teach people how to survive in the growing heat. And statistically, we're not getting hotter. It's all a lie. But it just doesn't matter. I mean, I remember in the 1980s, in two-a-days, when I was in middle school and stuff, when it was 115 degrees in Dallas. It ain't been 115 since then. It's BS, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we just had the record cold and snowfall here in Austin. He might as well be giving a speech warning you that Martians are invading from Mars and the plutonium.
Well, the world ends in 2030. That's because they plan to kill everybody by then. You understand, folks? They say by 2030, they want to reduce the majority of the population. And they're getting started with a weak virus, and it's going to get stronger. You heard more deadly variants are going to take hold. They're going to take hold in you. They're going to kill you. They made it. They're going to release it.
That's why he said decisive decade, because this is the decade where the globalists make their global culling of the population. But there'd be just as much reality if he was up there telling you Plutonians were coming and eight-headed monsters from Saturn's eighth moon are coming to eat you. There'd be just much reality in that as there is in what he's just said.
And here's the key to all this. What we need to do is, I guarantee you, they've got cures. They've got real vaccines for what they've released. And so we need people inside the Wuhan lab, inside the Chapel Hill labs. We need a long-term infiltration program, just like Dr. Boyle did to get into that special Harvard PhD they give one a year. He got the Kissinger PhD about world government enslaving everybody, how the plan is to set up world government and kill everybody. That's how he knows about it. He has that PhD on record. That's why he was the head UN, you know, prosecutor and the rest of it, wrote the U.S. laws on bioweapons and chemical weapons. But he spent, you know, a lot of time to be the smartest guy, the highest in his class to get into that and the other elite schools. But all we need is people, whether you live on a golf course next to some of these people or anywhere, to befriend. This is a war. You're going to have to be an intelligence operative for God. And you're going to have to infiltrate and find out what's going on. Don't break the law or anything, but they've all got real vaccines. They've all got real, all this stuff. That's what's going to be obvious is when they're killing. I mean, folks, they're going to kill everybody. I mean, most people listening are going to be dead in like 5-10 years if this continues. I mean, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying. I mean, they're coming to kill everybody. You figured it out yet?
Well, who do you think you're dealing with that make viruses in a lab that's run by the Chinese military?
100 times worse than this one.
And they intentionally do spillover research. It's all in the documents so that they can get an animal virus transmittable to humans. They do gain of function research so that it's more communicable. Who does that? Who does that, Alex? Do you have any desire to do that?
Well, it's illegal. And then he lied to Congress. And you know, he doesn't look so. Fauci looks like he's a deflated. Little turnip now. He doesn't look so arrogant now, does he, Owen?
But see, here's the thing, Alex. The whole thing is a false flag because what they're going to do is, because they always like to show their hand. I mean, maybe Biden's being serious. I guess they are going to release a new dangerous variant.
What do you think Delta is? And they released it.
But I'm saying
they sprayed it on Texas.
And then, but if they really release something that's like, you know, 50% you're going to die if you get it, then they'll just blame all the unvaccinated and that'll be the excuse to mop us all up.
Look, it's 1,000 data points that tell me this. They hit Florida and Texas 4 months ago with a bioweapon.
Seven decades of history have passed through this hall in all of their richness and drama. Where I stand, the world has heard from presidents and premiers. We have seen the foundation of nations and heroes who embolden us with courage, all here to share plans, proposals, visions, and ideas on the world's biggest stage, like those who met us before. Our time is one of great contests, high stakes, and clear choices. The essential divide that runs all around the world and throughout history is once again thrown into stark relief.
It is the divide between those whose thirst for control deludes them into thinking they are destined to rule over others, and those people and nations who want only to rule themselves. Americans know that in a world where others seek conquest and domination, our nation must be strong in wealth, in might, and in spirit. That is why the United States vigorously defends the traditions and customs that have made us who we are. Like my beloved country, each nation represented in this hall has a cherished history, culture, and heritage that is worth defending and celebrating, and which gives us our singular potential and strength. The free world must embrace its national foundations. It must not attempt to erase them or replace them. Looking around and all over this large, magnificent planet, the truth is plain to see. If you want freedom, take pride in your country. If you want democracy, hold on to your sovereignty. And if you want peace, love your nation. Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots. The future belongs to sovereign and independent nations who protect their citizens, respect their neighbors, and honor the differences that make each country special and unique. The true good of a nation can only be pursued by those who love it, by citizens who are rooted in its history, who are nourished by its culture, committed to its values, attached to its people, and who know that its future is theirs to build or theirs to lose. Patriots see a nation and its destiny in ways no one else can. Love of our nations makes the world better for all nations. So to all the leaders here today, join us in the most fulfilling mission a person could have, the most profound contribution anyone can make. Lift up your nations, cherish your culture, honor your histories, treasure your citizens, make your country strong and prosperous and righteous, honor the dignity of your people, and nothing will be outside of your reach. My fellow leaders, the path to peace and progress and freedom and justice and a better world for all humanity begins at home. Thank you. God bless you. God bless the nations of the world. And God bless America. Thank you very much.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. The time for educating people into compliance is over. We're watching you and we are going to take decisive action.
If you are not an essential business, I'm using my power as governor under an emergency declaration to order you to close.
COVID Land is a documentary series about the global deception known as the COVID-19 pandemic. With key interviews from scientists, doctors, nurses, authors, and subject matter experts, we untangle the lies about the lockdowns, the face mask, and the so-called COVID vaccines, and show you how the global elite are using health and climate scares to fast-track their New World Order agenda.
You will always have conspiracy theories when you have very challenging public health crises. They are nothing but distractions. You know, I can assure you, we have so much to do to protect the health and the welfare of the American people that I would just hope we just put those conspiracy stuff and let somebody write a book about it later on, but not now.
The problem is you got some people out there who are fanning these conspiracy claims from the planet Pluto. And it's just disgusting what they're trying to say of all these crazy deep state malarkey.
Well, later on, when the records were made public, it was not a conspiracy theory from the planet of Pluto, actually. There were inflated deaths. They were even taking gunshot wounds and categorizing them as COVID deaths.
You're saying there is a massive pressure to artificially inflate the number of COVID-19 cases. Yeah, I have directly been told to, if a patient has fever and cough or anything similar, to put this COVID-like diagnosis on the chart.
One of the big things the corporate media does to deceive the public is say, oh, there's all these crazies that don't believe a virus even exists. And they're saying nobody's dying. That's not what we're saying.
COVID-19 is the greatest fraud ever pushed on mankind. It is not about a virus.
I believe this is a psychological war upon society.
What are the history books going to say about you? Did you stand up for common sense and critical thinking? I think the answer is clear what I'm going to be doing. What are you going to be doing?
Pre-order COVIDland Part 1 today at InfoWarsStore.com or COVIDland.com and start fighting back against globalist lies.